the world seems cold and you're free of you. There's someone who cares for you. When you tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside. There's someone who cares for you. Someone who cares. Someone who shares all your troubles like no other. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. When your disappointments come, you feel so blue, there's someone who cares for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone who's a friend to like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. He'll come down, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you.
And we welcome you to our service today. A strange way for us to meet and have church, but the circumstances demand it, it appears. And so we take this occasion and this method to share a message from God's Word to encourage you, to bring comfort and hope in these trying days. Sorry we can't be together. Frankly, I miss you. I miss your smiling faces, your happy greetings. And maybe before long we can be able to meet again. But thank God that we can open up His Word, and His Word is still true, and we still hope in His Word. And let me talk with you today about His Word and a message from it. And when you receive your CD that we prepared for you, I trust that on Sunday at our church time that you'll take time to listen to this message, and you'll share it with someone else. Let someone else hear our message. We're going to be talking about our shepherd. Our shepherd. Boy, we sure need a shepherd in these days, don't we? We need someone to look after us, don't we? You know, we've got someone looking after us, folks. He never takes his eyes off of us. Isn't that precious? Isn't that thoughtful of our Lord, our God? He never lets his eyes wander from his people. Praise God about this shepherd of ours. Oh, David, the little shepherd lad, wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." Can you say that today, my listener? Can you really say today, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want"? Listen to those words. Words that have much meaning. Words of sincerity. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Amen. "And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures." You see that little flock of sheep out on the hillside, and the grass is green, and those little fellers are laying around chewing their little cubs and relaxing because the shepherd is providing for them. Yeah. "And he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Listen to these words. Listen to these words closely, because this is the kind of times we're living in ourselves. Yeah. We're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but we don't have to fear evil, for the Lord is with us, David said, "and thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy, and thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." Are you so excited because you are one of the Lord's little lambs that's in his flock? Are you excited that you're saved and you're being under his watchful care? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalms 23. What a wonderful psalm. What a comforting psalm. What hope it gives to our hearts in these troubled days which we live. Oh, yeah. Jesus used this metaphor of a shepherd and his sheep to describe his relationship to those that belong to him. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that today? Is the Lord your shepherd? You're looking to him? Yeah. Have you been brought into the safety of the shepherd's fold? Are you in his fold, under his loving watch care? Those in the shepherd's fold are being attended to. They're being cared for. Why? Because they're special to him. They're special to him, church. Yes, we're special to the Lord. We've been bought with a price. Amen. We've been bought with a price. If we could just see ourselves before him today as helpless as a little lamb, we would be very wise. If we could just picture ourselves before him as helpless and needy, we'd be very wise people, folks. If everyone could see themselves before him, they would rush to receive his salvation if they knew him not. Yeah, wouldn't that be sweet and precious? That people everywhere in our world today that's lost and undone and that knoweth not the Lord, if they could just in these times see themselves in their condition, and rush to Him for safety. Rush to Him for salvation. Because people do not see how vile and sinful and guilty they are, sadly, they're content to live in their sin. Content to live in their sin. One of the traits of sheep is they are notably dumb animals. Yeah, they're known to be dumb animals. They do not know they're dumb. Amen. They don't realize they're dumb. But they so easily stray and often see no danger as they're wandering away from the shepherd. Aren't we a lot like that? Aren't we a lot like that? We are his sheep, but sheep are dumb. Yeah. And we can so easily stray away if we're not careful. We can stray where there's danger, where we'll receive harm. Yeah, we're a lot like those dumb sheep out in a pasture. And we don't see any danger of sin. But we better be careful, because sin is dangerous. You know, all sin is dangerous. In the sight of holy God, there is no little sin. All sin is big in the eyes of a holy God. And sin is always costly. Always. The psalmist said in Psalms 38:13, "But I am as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that opened not his mouth." Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12:2 to the church, "Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led." But what did the shepherd do? The shepherd saw the danger that we were in, folks. The shepherd laid aside his royal regal robe, and he came to save us. He came to save us when he saw we had gone astray. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. But one day I heard the gospel. I really heard the gospel. And I was found. Amen. I've been found. Amen. My life's been changed. What about you? What about each one of you listening to our message? Have you been found by the shepherd that loves you and cares for you? Oh, there are multitudes of people today, they don't even know they're lost. Isn't that sad? This world is full of people. They don't realize they're lost. They don't even think about they're lost. No. Can a person be more pitiful than to be so blind that they don't even know that they're lost? Yet the world is full of it. Even in our own communities, maybe even in our own families, we got those that are so blind they don't even know their lost condition. And furthermore, they care less because they're so caught up in the life they want to live. Now, there's three qualities about our shepherd I want to talk to you about. Jesus is our shepherd. First of all, let's note that. Jesus is our shepherd. And Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." John 10:11 states, Yeah. The shepherd protected his sheep because he loved them, and they were valuable. The shepherd did not run off when danger approached his little flock, but he defended his flock. Once the shepherd boy, David said in 1 Samuel 17:37, "The Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear." So David was quite qualified to write about "the Lord is my shepherd" in the psalm that we shared with you today. Yes, Jesus, he's the good shepherd. And how blessed for us to be the sheep in his fold, dear friends. Yeah, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep," Jesus said, "and am known of mine." Get that phrase. "I'm known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." John 10:14-15 states. Jesus said he knew who were his sheep. Praise God. I'm so glad Jesus knows I'm one of his. Amen. Are you really one of his? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's our shepherd. And he said he knew who were his sheep. He knows every single one of us that belong to him. Yeah, only those who belong to Jesus are in his fold. They're the ones that's going to live with him forever one day. Only those who belong to him, only those that's been found and brought into the safety of the fold, they are the chosen ones who will spend eternity with God. And not only does Jesus know who are his, but those that belong to him know him. Amen? That's what he said. He said, not only does Jesus know who are his, but those that belong to him know him. Amen. Praise the Lord. How blessed to know the Lord, to know you're saved. You know you're saved? You know you've been found? Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Jesus tells us how valuable his sheep are. We're so valuable. He laid his life down for us, folks. He laid his life down for us. Peter said in 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead in sins should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Yes, the good shepherd laid his life down protecting us, taking care of us, defending us from the enemy of our soul. From the enemy of our soul. He has defended us. But it cost him his life. He had to die on a cross that we might be saved. How precious, how wonderful, how good the good shepherd. Oh, dear friends, how good the good shepherd. Yes, through his likeness of the shepherd and the sheep, God is telling us how much we are loved and what he did in order to give us everlasting life. But Jesus is not only a good shepherd. Secondly, he is also our great shepherd. Our great shepherd. He's a great shepherd. The writer of Hebrews in 13:20 wrote, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead," remember he gave his life for us, but the God of peace brought him from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We are under the everlasting covenant, the blood covenant. The blood covenant means we've been washed from our sins. We've been cleansed. We've been reconciled to God. We've been made right and acceptable to God so we can live with God forever. Oh, yes, folks, we can live with God forever. Although the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep, death could not hold him. And that's why he's the great shepherd. Acts 2:32, this Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Amen. Amen. In Acts 13:30, but God raised him from the dead. Yes, he died for us. The good shepherd died for us. He laid down his life for us. But God raised him from the dead. And he's our great shepherd. He's the living shepherd. Our shepherd. The great shepherd is alive now. And we're still under his loving care. If all of us could really get a vision of how much we are loved today, we would be greatly embarrassed by our insincerity in serving him, wouldn't we? Yeah. Are we really faithful to the Lord like we should be, church? Are we really doing our best for the Lord? Are we really being faithful to the Lord? Think about it. He's been faithful to us. He's faithful to us. So faithful, he died for us. He wants us to be faithful too. Yeah, he wants us to be faithful too. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2:28, and now, little children, abide in him. Think about that little dear term John uses. We're called God's dear children. God's dear children. Isn't that precious? That when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. The Lord don't want us to be ashamed when we stand before him. God wants us to be able to look into the face and into the eyes of our shepherd that's found us and saved us and bought us with a price. He don't want us to be ashamed because we were unfaithful. Oh, he wants us to be able to stand before him steadfast, faithful, serving the Lord all the days of our life, loving him, folks. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to be ashamed when we see him. Let's give him our best now. Let's give him our best. In these days of such trying times when we're being separated, but let's be faithful where we're at. Faithful to read our Bible. Faithful to support his work. Faithful to be his witness. Faithful praying. Sharing him as we can. Yes. Yes. Think of how you will feel that day you see Jesus for the first time. Think of that day when you see him for the first time and you look into his eyes. So we need to be careful how we're living today. Can the unsaved see we're different from them? Can people around you see you're a different kind of person from them? If they are an unsaved person, remember the promise Jesus has made. Those that belong to him, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter how hard this life may get, no matter how trying it might be, Jesus said, I'll be right there with you. I'll be right there with you. And we're just called on to trust him. Oh, I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. But listen, he's been faithful. He wants us to be faithful. And like Peter said in 2 Peter, the very last verse of 2 Peter, he said, "And how precious grew in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord." God's people, that's what we got to do. Yeah, that's what we got to do. The Apostle Peter tells us also that the Good Shepherd, who is the Great Shepherd, is also, get this now, get this. He's not only the Good Shepherd and the Great Shepherd, he is the Chief Shepherd. Amen. Amen. In the army, we got 5-star generals. Amen. Well, Jesus is greater than that. Amen. Yeah, he's the Chief Shepherd. 1 Peter 5:4 states, "And when the Chief Shepherd shall appear," he's coming back, folks. Church, he's coming back. He went away, but he said he was coming back. Yeah, "when the Chief Shepherd shall appear, we shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Amen. We're going to get a crown that won't ever fade. Yeah, I see those athletes, they get rewards and awards from events they participate in. And think about the Kentucky Derby, when that horse gets all those roses around his neck. How long do you think those roses last? They fade away. But we're going to get a crown one day. We that's been saved. We that are the sheep of the shepherd's flock. We're going to get a crown of glory that does not fade away. Amen. Yeah. Did you know one day we're going to see the Chief Shepherd? And he is the same as the Good Shepherd and as the Great Shepherd. And what's more precious than all, he's our shepherd. Amen. Our shepherd has gone away. He left this old sin-sick world one day, but he's coming again. He's coming again. And he's going to give us a crown. He went away to prepare a place for us, he said, where we could be with him forever. Think about that. And I'm going to tell you something. There's not going to be any viruses there. Amen. There's not going to be any demons and devils there. Amen. There's not going to be any troubles and trials there. Amen. There's not going to be any sinners there. Amen. But we're going to be there. We that's been found by the shepherd and put in his little flock. Amen. Oh, there's a place he's preparing where there's no danger, no diseases, no fear. Before he left, he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14:2-3 state. For 2,000 years now, our shepherd has been gone, preparing a place for us. Boy, it's going to be something else, folks. Yeah, there's nobody in this world going to have a place like we going to have, folks. Yeah, it's going to be out of this world. Amen. Yeah, it's going to be out of this world. Any day now, he may return to take us to live with him in a place of beauty, place of security, a place of love, and with our loved ones. And with our loved ones. We're going to get to see moms and dads and brothers and sisters and families and friends. Oh, yes, he's coming to get us and we're going to be with them again. Boy, what a time that's going to be, folks. What an experience that's going to be. Oh, preacher, you believe that's going to happen? I surely do. I believe it with every fiber of my being. Jesus is gone to prepare a place, and he's coming back. And I'm telling you the truth. I look for him every day. I look for him every day. I want him to come every day. I want to experience glory. I want to experience glory. Amen. I want to see my old mom, my old dad again. Amen. Oh, yes, I want to see him. I want to be with him. Oh, well, we won't have to work like we used to have to work. Amen. And I want to see the one that would love me so much that he'd forgive me, such an awful sinner, and make me one of his own. Amen. I want to be with him. I want to be with him and tell him what a delight it's been to serve him these years. Oh, what a delight it's been to get to serve the Lord, folks. What a delight to serve the one that would save a wretch like me. Amen. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed by the shepherd. My shepherd, folks. Yes. The Apostle John said an angel showed him our new home one day. Amen. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And John saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride for her husband. Revelation 21 verse 2 states. Then John said in Revelation 21:27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Won't be any germs there, amen. Won't be any diseases. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That's who's going to be there, folks. Just the redeemed of the Lord. Just all those sinners that were found and were washed from their sin in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Slain from the foundation of the world. There'll be no wolves there. No. There'll be no thieves there. There'll be no diseases there. There will never be anything to disrupt our fellowship and our enjoyment with our shepherd Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In John 10:9-11, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The scriptures tells us of those who's going to miss. They're going to miss this glorious experience. How sad. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idlers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21 verse 8 states, all these are going to miss heaven, folks. You know, they were invited to be in heaven, but they were like the dumb sheep. They just kept going their way. They wandered out where the enemy was at. The old wicked one deceived them, kept leading them away. They kept following his temptation. They would not hear the voice of the shepherd calling, come to me, come to me. Please come to me. But those dumb sheep kept going on to their destruction. Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad? Isn't it so sad that we try to tell people they need to be saved, that Jesus loved them, that Jesus died for them, but they were not interested. Oh, maybe someone will hear this CD, this message, and you've not yet accepted his call to come unto me, and I will give thee everlasting life. Don't keep going away. Turn around. Come to him. Have you evaded and gone your own way? Please don't keep going your way. Your way will end in destruction. Come to the good shepherd that loves you, that laid his life down for you. Better be sure you're one of those little sheep. Better be sure you're one that's been saved. Better be sure your name's written down in the Lamb's book of life. What a shepherd, folks. What a shepherd. Keep loving him. Little church, keep loving him. Keep serving him. Keep enjoying him. Keep looking, for he's coming. I promise you, he's coming. You know, it just might be what's going on in the world today is preparation for the rapture of the church. Let's be ready. Let's be loving him and serving him and sharing him. And may God bless all of you. We love you. We care for you. And we're praying for you. And may God bless. May God bless you, because you are such a special people to us, a people that has blessed us and encouraged us, and we want the best for you. Amen. Amen.
When the world seems cold and your friends are few, there's someone who cares for you. When your tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there's someone who cares for you. Like no other can do, he'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. Disappointments come and you feel so blue, there's someone who cares for you. When you need a friend till there is someone who's a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares.